Tillett Sidney Tedley was born June 3rd, 1885 at Swan, Texas, the eighth of nine children. He was the son of Theodore and Sarah Ann Porter Tedley. He was baptized into Christ by A.M. Shelton in August 1903 at Golden, Texas. He attended his first singing school at age nine, which was taught by his brother, Jim. He taught his first singing school at Whites Prairie, Texas in 1903. That would make him 18 years old. Taught his first singing school. Six-hour sessions were conducted for daily for 2 weeks. Now that's a school, isn't it? Singing school. At Frederick, Oklahoma, he picked cotton during the day and taught singing school at night. In 1906, at the age of 21, he composed his first hymn entitled, "I Have Waited Too Long to Prepare." I couldn't find the lyrics to it. But in it, apparently, he tells a story of an unbeliever, an infidel, who was dying of pneumonia. And the man who had boasted about his lifestyle begged his doctor, "Tell my friends better. Tell them I've waited too long to prepare, but you have time." He was educated at Southern Development Normal in Waco, Texas, a school for advanced instruction in theory and harmony. He also attended what is now North Texas State University. He married Edna Webb, and they had one child. In addition to singing schools, which he taught for 61 years, he also preached. In 1923, he conducted one of the tent meetings in Thalia, I believe is the pronunciation, Texas, Thalia, Texas. Merchants closed their stores for the day services. Wouldn't you love for that to happen today? Merchants closed their stores for the day services. Over 400 came. 28 people were baptized into Christ. He was honored by many people in many places. On June 2nd, 1985, 630 congregations of the Churches of Christ across the land proclaimed that Sunday Tillett S. Tedley Day and sang songs written by him. He composed 130 songs and published 14 songbooks. One of his songbooks, Golden Harvest Hymns, included 100 of his best-known hymns. Now, I remember this, seeing this, I believe, in the Christian Chronicle a few years ago, several years ago. He attended a song fest that, in his honor, at the Preston Crest Church of Christ in Dallas. More than 1,200 people attended. On his 100th birthday, he was honored by President Ronald and Nancy Reagan, who sent a telegram. Texas Senator Phil Graham had a flag from the White House sent to him for his birthday. Foster and Edna Ramsey purchased a portrait of Tedley and had it framed to be donated to Bowles Home. That's a children's home in Texas. You see, he served as superintendent of Bowles Home from 1927 to 1929. Each morning, Tillett S. Tedley began the morning by reciting all the books of the Bible and naming all the presidents of the United States. I found that very interesting. He led singing for more than 100 gospel preachers in meetings across the land, and for a period of 2 years, he led singing only with Foy E. Wallace Jr. while they conducted meetings across the country. He celebrated his 102nd birthday, June 3rd, 1987, at Hilltop Haven in Gunter, Texas. He lived a long and useful life and will continue to live his preaching, his teaching, through his example as a music teacher and song leader, and his good influence upon the people that he met and worked with. He passed away just a couple of months after his 102nd birthday. Again, he was 102 years of age. His songs, again, he wrote 130 songs. One writer I was reading had found 116 of his songs, and he classified them according to topics. He wrote 25 songs about heaven. We're going to talk about two of those this evening. The next largest category of songs was invitation songs, and that numbered 19. Songs about evangelism, we'll talk about a couple of those tonight, 12. Songs that were direct appeals to God for spiritual growth were 12 in number. He wrote 9 songs of praise, 8 songs encouraging others to worship. We'll begin with one of those this evening. 8 songs of Christian witness and 6 songs of encouragement. And what impressed this writer about the different topics and the number of songs in each is that he sought to write songs for many different aspects of the church's worship life. In other words, it was important to him, not only as a songwriter, but I'm sure as a preacher of the gospel, to have a healthy diet. After all, the Ephesians 5 and Colossians 3 passages tell us to sing to God, but also to sing to one another, to sing praise to God, but also to teach and admonish one another through our songs. And Tillett S. Tedley, I believe, made a great effort to be balanced in his songwriting, to encourage, to praise God, but also to stir our hearts about our heavenly reward. The first song that we'll sing together is one of those songs that we've often sung. It's a call to worship, and it speaks to how we must worship in spirit and truth. And let's sing "Oft We Come Together," written by Tillett S. Tedley.
"134, if you're using your books, 134. We'll sing 1 and 3. "Oft we come together, oft we sing and pray. Here we bring our offering on this holy day. Help us, Lord, thy hope to see. May we all in truth and spirit worship thee. May we all in spirit, all with one accord, take this cup of blessing given by the Lord. Help us, Lord, thy hope to see. May we all in truth and spirit worship thee."
You notice in the chorus of that song, it is directed to God. "Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord." It's amazing that in our songbooks, as you look through the songs by any of the writers and composers, how many of them are directed to one another as we sing and teach and admonish one another as the scriptures teach. But then there are those that are directed to God, to Jesus in praise. But I think we'll be amazed at how the number of songs is much lower for those songs that are sung directly to God, to Jesus. Granted, every song that we sing, we're to lift up our voices in praise to God, but there is that teaching and admonishing element in a lot of our songs, whereas fewer of them are directed directly to God. But Tillett S. Tedley wrote one that we often sing, "Worthy Art Thou," that is directed to God or to Jesus. In 1930, he wrote this song, and it's described by many as one of the best praise songs in the gospel style by any writer. Worthy art thou. Let me get my Bible. I want to read from Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And this appears to be the text of several of Tillotes Tedley's songs. And I think as we read these words and then sing this song, we'll see how he took the message of Revelation 5 and put it into song form. Revelation chapter 5, beginning with verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God. And we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard, saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Based upon this text, Tillotes Tedley wrote this song, Worthy Art Thou, in 1930. And after this song, why don't we go to God in prayer?
This is number 90 in your book. Let's sing 1 and 3. Worthy of praise is Christ my Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our soul's adoration, worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving, worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Lord, may we come before thee with singing, filled with thy spirit, wisdom, and power. May we ascribe thee glory and honor. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Now let us go to God in prayer.
Would you humbly bow with me? Our most gracious, loving Father in heaven, we come before you tonight in all humility, thanking you for the opportunity to offer our petition to you and to be able to call you Father. We're so thankful for the gift of your Son, Jesus. For without him, we realize that we would have no hope, that we would be lost due to our sins And because of him, we have an opportunity to live with you forever and to have our sins washed away if we walk in the light as you are in the light. Father, help us to never forget that the way of the cross leads home. Father, we're so thankful for your church and so thankful for the goodness that is brought in our lives. And Father, we're thankful that it has uplifted us, that it has enriched our spirit, that it has given us an opportunity to meet wonderful Christian men and women that have influenced our life for the better, that have shown us how to live. Father, we're so thankful for our elders, for Ricky, and for Glenn and Mike. We realize that they have a tough job, Father, and we pray that you would give them an extra measure of wisdom, a vision of strength to make the difficult decisions that they have to make. And Father, we're so thankful for our deacons. Father, we pray that you would give them the energy to work and to work hard at the task they are given. And Father, we're so thankful for the members. And we pray that each one of us will use our talents to your honor and glory. Father, we're so thankful for the individuals that work in our Meals on Wheels program, Mobile Christian, Gulf Coast Bible Camp, the Rayali India program, and others. And Father, we're so thankful for Jai Powell and what he does. We pray that you will continue to bless him and his family. And Father, we pray that they will continue to be able to spread the gospel and to bring lost souls to you. Father, we're so thankful for the individuals, this congregation, that have had medical problems and that are on the mend. Father, we still have others that are still convalescing and having problems. And Father, we pray that you would be with Don Rome. Pray that you be with Lil Rio's child. Pray you continue to be with Joy McDonald, Ed McGoy, and others, Father. Pray that you would be with the healthcare professionals that are providing care to them. We pray that you will continue to give them a reasonable measure of health. Father, we pray that you would be with the Maddox family tonight, the loss of their father. And Father, we realize that only in you can individuals at this time of loss find the peace that never ends. Father, we are so thankful for the blood of Jesus, and we realize because of that sacrifice that one day we'll have an opportunity to live with you, where we'll never grow old and there'll never be any night, Father. We look forward to the opportunity to walk with you and Jesus in the garden. For we pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
Oh, the Depths and the Riches is another song that Tillett S. Tedley wrote in 1938. And the scripture verse from which he got the title, I'm sure, is Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. And based upon those words, Tillett S. Tedley wrote this song, and I appreciate the emphasis that we find in these words as we sing them on how Jesus paid the debt that we could never pay, how we're reliant upon him, as Brother Ken prayed, for for our salvation. Let's sing this song together.
Number 175 in your book. Oh, the depth and the riches of God's saving grace, flowing down from the cross for me. There the debt for my sins by the Savior was paid, in His suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in His suffering on Calvary. Oh, what marvelous mercy, what infinite love, what immeasurable grace I see. By His blood I am cleansed, I am happy and free, through His suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in His suffering on Calvary.
I want to thank Mr. G for working with me on these lessons. 12 songs Tillett S. Taylor wrote about evangelism. You can tell it was near and dear to his heart, and how he encouraged fellow Christians to share the message of Jesus with others. Probably his most well-known song concerning evangelism is "Into Our Hands the Gospel is Given." Is this the one that's not in our book? Or is it? It is. Okay. All right. "Swiftly Returning" is the title in our book. But it was a recurring theme for the rest of his life. Here are some of the other song titles that he wrote concerning evangelism. "You Can Lead Someone to Jesus," based upon John chapter 1, where Andrew brought his brother Peter to Jesus. Another title, "Our Lord Commands, Move Forward." Also, "Does Your Light Shine for Him?" and "Will You Seek for the Sheep?" written in 1969. One of his last songs was written in 1972 and was entitled "There's an Urgent Call for the Servants of the Lord." But all these songs have to do with evangelism, sharing the good news of Jesus with those around us. We're about to sing these words. "Into our hands the gospel is given. Into our hands is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right."
Number 223 in your book. 223. "Swiftly we're turning life's daily pages. Swiftly the hours are changing to years. How are we using God's golden moments? Shall we reap glory? Shall we reap tears? Into our hands the gospel is given. Into our hands is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right. Souls that are precious, souls that are dying, while we rejoice our sins are forgiven. Did He not also die for these lost ones? Then let us point the way unto Him. Into our hands gospel is given into our hands, is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right.
I noticed the words of that song were written by Ruth Johnson Carruth, and Tillid S. Tedley is the one who wrote the music to that song. She wrote the words to other songs that of which he composed the music as well. My favorite Tillid S. Tedley song is the one we're about to sing, and it's entitled Heaven Holds All to Me. Before I give you the background of this song, I want to reminisce a little bit. If anybody wanted to go with me, I'd take you to Henderson, Tennessee. And starting from the Freed Hardeman University campus, I think it's Highway 100. Some of you could confirm that for me. I could take you out Highway 100 and show you where my grandmother and grandfather lived, in the house where they lived while he served as president of Freed Hardeman. I could back up and take you to 218 4th Street, where my grandmother lived by herself for many years, even into her age 90 and above. So I can take you to some places where I know my grandparents lived. I can take you to their residences. But the Sargent family, I don't think I can show you the house where I visited with them in outside of Brownfield, Texas. When we lived in Texas, we would travel from Stanton and Cahoma to up to Brownfield or outside of Brownfield. I say outside of Brownfield because it was on a farm. I remember the house that where we would visit, and it had several structures around it, including another smaller house and some trees. And I remember that when we would go through La Mesa and Welch, we'd finally come to what my sisters and I called the bumpy road. And we turn off, actually that was the road going into Brownfield, I believe. But there was a certain place where we'd turn and then turn again on a dirt road, a lot of dirt roads out there. Cotton farms as far as the eye could see. But we come upon this familiar clump of trees, and sure enough, the house where my grandparents lived. Time has taken its toll, perhaps some of the farmers who have farmed that land as well. That house no longer stands. It was a similar circumstance where Tillid S. Tedley went back to his home place. And in his memory, the place was just as new as it was when he was a boy. But when he arrived at his home place years later, it was in shambles. The barn was ramshackled. It was falling down. Trees were dead or gone. And it is said that he sat on the ground, leaned against a tree, took out his pocket-sized Bible and turned to a blank page in the back. And there he wrote these words: Earth holds no treasures but perish with using, however precious they be. Yet there's a country to which I'm going. Heaven holds all to me. I want you to know that background. As he's viewing his old home place that was just falling apart, he was writing and reflecting and anticipating the joy of heaven and how heaven holds all to me. Let's sing that song together.
Number 477 in your book. Earth holds no treasures but perish with using, however precious they be. Yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter as glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for the world with its sorrows, when heaven home o'er the sea? Millions are singing the wonderful story. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter as glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me.
If you'll like to at this time, you may mark number. You cannot mark it. The invitation song is not in our book.
Chris had told me there was one that was not in the book, so that's it. What will your answer be is the song. Before we get to that song, I noted earlier that Tillett S. Tedley wrote 25 songs about heaven. I wanted to read to you the lyrics of another song. I do not know the music to it, but it's entitled, "We Shall Meet Someday." We shall meet someday. How our hearts ache with grief as we say goodbye. We shall meet someday. Where no sorrow or tears ever dim the eye. We shall meet someday. The chorus states, "We shall meet where no storm clouds gather. We shall meet someday. By the river of life, sparkling, cool, and clear. We shall meet someday." The third verse states, "What a glorious thought as we say goodbye. We shall meet someday. In that beautiful home that's prepared on high, we shall meet someday." I'd like to learn the music to those words. 25 songs about heaven. I think heaven was important to him. But he also wrote 19 songs that we would call invitation songs. And I'm sure as a gospel preacher, and writing songs that would be sung as the Lord's invitation is extended, that he wanted there to be songs and melodies that would move a person's heart. One of these songs was written early in his life in 1918. It's entitled, "Don't Wait Too Long." And here are some of the words from that song that he wrote. "Oh soul, why stay away from Jesus? Don't wait too long. Decide today and come repenting. Oh soul, don't wait too long. Today may be the last one given. Don't wait too long. Decide today for home in heaven. Oh soul, don't wait too long. While we in love for you are praying, don't wait too long. Accept his word and come obeying. Oh soul, don't wait too long." And the chorus, "Don't wait too long, don't wait too long. Decide today and come to Jesus. Oh soul, don't wait too long." I'm confident that words of Scripture were probably on his mind. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 says, "For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Perhaps his best known song that we would call an invitation song. Interestingly, not in our songbook, but one that I've sung many times through the years, is "What Will Your Answer Be?" What will your answer be? And the song speaks of how we will appear before God in judgment. And the question is, what will your answer be? 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10 says, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." And the third verse of this song states, "Now is the time to prepare, my friend. Make your soul spotless and free, washed in the blood of the crucified one. He will your answer be." Christ is the answer. And perhaps as you contemplate this question, as you contemplate standing before the Lord in judgment, and what would you say? Perhaps you're ready to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ tonight, to make your soul spotless and free, allowing the blood of Jesus to wash you clean as you submit in baptism as a penitent believer. Perhaps you need the prayers of the church that the word says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all iniquity. 1 John 1 and verse 9. If you need the prayers of the church, or if you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, won't you come as we sing, "What Will Your Answer Be?"